Howdy, everybody, and welcome back to the Read About It Friday podcast. I'm Reed, and this is About It. Today, I had good feedback last week on a semi-political rant, so today I won't do that. Really, the whole political thing is over for a little while. I'm very amused by people talking about the president-elect and what he has or hasn't done. He hasn't done anything because he's not elected yet. I'm willing to give the guy the benefit of the doubt until he actually has the steering wheel. But anyway, today, coming up next week, I want to talk about, and go ahead and be thinking about this, feel free to leave comments on it, getting out of things, knowing when to quit. The Shield is coming to an end. I want to rant about that next week because I love that show. And there are other shows like Lost that have set a conclusion. You know when they're going to be over. And then there are shows like Heroes, which seem to get worse every week and have no end in sight and no... I'm just completely disappointed in it. Going to rant about that next week, so feel free to get those ready. And, you know, like I said, leave your own comments on that. This week, I was with my daughter, and she's 9. And for some reason, we went to the mall here in town. And I am not 9, nor am I 19. Although, I am from East Texas, so it is possible to have a 19-year-old with a 9-year-old child. It ain't pretty, but it usually involves the word common law. I'll just put it that way. Anyway, I was at the mall, and the mall is just such a staggering thing when you're there, and to just realize things about other people and yourself. Now, I grew up mostly in the 80s, and that means that, you know, malls were sacred John Hughes shrines to me, and, you know, that's where we went on the weekends. I don't know why. I never remember having much of a good time at the mall, but by God, we were there when they opened the sliding doors. You know, we were there. The only people that beat us there were the mall walkers. So we were always there, and, you know, it's a part of the culture. You know, you see it in 80s movies, you see it in Fast Times, and you see it in Mall Rats and all, in Chopping Mall, perhaps. Maybe that's just me. But anyway, it ain't the same. The mall now, well... Okay, to begin with, I'm walking around, and no matter who else is at the mall, you always feel like the oldest person in the mall. You always feel like the oldest person in the mall who's not just there for the walking, basically. You know, you're the only guy there who's not in track shoes that's the oldest guy. And speaking of shoes, does it seem like 70% of everything at the mall sells shoes? Every store? There's sneakers, there's boots, there's flip-flops, there's Crocs, there's... Is this like the Sex and the City layover? Is there that much of an emphasis on what's on our friggin' feet that we need that much? Just curious. I mean, I go through about a pair of shoes a year, and I have a clear line of succession. I have the good sneakers, and then when those get old, those become the, you know, goofing around playing in the backyard sneakers, and then when those go one step lower, then they're the mowing the yard sneakers, and those are usually, you know, nuclear green by the time I finish with them. But back to the mall. The mall to me... another thing I like about it is the kiosks. You know, the big you have the stores which are there, which you have at least some kind of consumer confidence in, and then you have the license plate frame place and the sunglass hut and the thing where the guy's airbrushing T-shirts and towels for you. And those places that you just look at them and you go, you know, if I had to return something here, there's no chance they'd still be here. I could buy something right now, walk to the car, walk back, and pew, these people would be gone. So those are the equivalent of those freestanding carnivals that set up in a Kmart parking lot and, you know, are notorious for not bolting all the rides down before they let you ride on them, and then they just take off before the cops show up. Again, these are all my opinions, but the mall is a complete snapshot of everything that they want you to think is in fashion. You know, there is no comfortable clothes aisle in the mall. There's nowhere that you would go in the mall to do anything except buy clothes that would make you look like you were in fashion. And quite honestly, a lot of them look like clown suits. You know that. They're bizarre choices of what is in fashion. It's so comforting to know that, not that I ever cared, but I never have to care again. Because some of the things that are out there, good God, even the mannequins are gay in some of those places. It's just wrong. I see... And this is funny. In Texas, I see mannequins with the layered look, you know? They've got, like, a couple things on and a jacket, or they're trying to, you know, sort of that emo punk thing that they got going on, and they got a jacket, a bunch of buttons on it, there's a shirt under, maybe a scarf. Yet it never gets cold enough to wear that many clothes in Texas. Never. Never, ever. Not Christmas, not New Year's. I don't own a jacket. I mean, I have like a little sweatshirt top from UT Tyler that I throw on when it gets cold. That's it. I might wear maybe a glove, maybe just one glove, at some point during the season. That's it. There's no way to layer. The trench coat look that I loved growing up, I never had a chance to do that because I didn't wear anywhere that was ever going to get that cold. But you walk around the mall and there's the clear variety of stores. It's like these are for old people to buy stuff for their kids, and these are for kids to buy stuff that old people won't buy for them. You go by Old Navy, and there's just a big warehouse in there. And I don't mind Old Navy because I like my shirts, pretty much pre-torn already. Just thin as a promise, and you can see through them. I kind of like that in my clothing. Abercrombie is. It's like the same way, and then you got Hollister, and you walk by there, and it looks like it's a beach party of some sort, like a clam bake's going on in there, and there's some kind of a rock concert, and you can't, you lights are flashing, and you stare at it, and you go into some kind of fit. It's like some kind of epilepsy training device in there, and it's just getting loud, and you don't, and you go in the record store, and then they laugh at you because you call it a record store because it's not, and they sold records there in the lifetime of the salesman, and so you just keep wandering around, and you get more and more confused, and you don't know why you'd ever pay $150 for a pair of sunglasses from some guy standing in the middle of the mall, and you're still confused, and you're walking around, and you don't know what to do, and the stores are getting louder. And finally, you wind up somewhere that'll be quiet, that you can just think for a second. And that's how you wind up somewhere like Sears. You look up, and suddenly you're on the lawn and garden aisle at Sears, and you think, these weed eaters are, that's a pretty good price. I'm gonna get one of those. And then you realize that's how you become your parents. You're standing in Sears. Or Penny's, if those still exist anywhere, or you wander into Radio Shack, which is the unhippest place on the planet, and you realize then that the circle of life is complete. And there's no coming back for that, and I don't even want to. So I will swear off of them all. I might go out there at Christmas time, not to buy anything, just to walk around and get in other people's way, because I think that's important. But that's going to do it for my shopping excursions out there. Coming up next week, I want to talk about the shield and going out on top. I want to talk about when to end things, because some things are never ended at the right time. Some things go on too long. Some things don't go long enough. When to say when? I want to talk about it next week, and please drop me some comments, emails, anything else like that you've got, and let me know your opinions on it. I'm trying to kind of advance these things so we can be a little bit more interactive, but that'll do it for this week. This has been the Friday Read About It podcast. As always, comments welcome here on the blog. Emails also welcome at the old email address, snowfire51, SNOWFIRE51, @gmail.com. Always love to hear from you folks. That is it for this week. Be back next Friday with more sarcasm for you. Thanks for listening. Until then, Seacrest out.